the translucent mechanics. Combed through the piers, the wind moves in the clever city. Not in the doors, but the hinges, finds the secret of motion, as though the hollow ships moved in their voices, murmurs, flaws in the wind, fear at the lumber mastheads, and fetched a message out of the sea again, say angel, say powers, obscurely things, and the self, prosody, sings in the stones to entrust. To a poetry, a statement at close quarters, a living mind, and that one's own, what then? What spirit of the bent seas? Archangel of the tide brimming in the moon streak, comes in whose absence earth crumbles. Silver as the needle's eye of the horizon and the noise of their entrance, row on row the waves move landward, convictions, net of branches and the horde of events, the sacred swarm, avalanche, massed in the sunset, needle after needle, more numerous than planets or the liquid waves. In the tide rips, we believe. Beyond the cable car streets and the picture window lives the glittering, crumbling night of obstructions and the stark structures that carry wires over the mountain. One writes in the presence of something, moving close to fear. I dare to pity no one. Let the rafters pity, the air in the room under the rafters pity, in the continual sound, our chords not yet struck, which will be struck nevertheless. Yes. O withering seas of the doorsteps and local winds unveil the face of art, carpenter, plunge and drip in the sea, art's face, we know that face, more blinding than the sea, a haunted house, a limited consensus unwinding its powers toward the thread's end in the record of great blows, shocks, ravishment, devastation, the wood splintered, the keyboard gone and the rank grass swept a hand over the strings and the thing rang out over the rocks and the ocean. Not my poem, Mr. Steinway's poem, not mine. A marvelous object is not the marvel of things. Twisting the new mouth, forcing the new tongue, but it rang. The taste. Old ships are preserved for their queer silence of obedient seas, their cut waters floating in the still water, with their cozy black ironwork and Swedish seamen dead, the cabins hold the spaces of their deaths, and the hammered nails of necessity carried through the ocean, where the moon rises grandly in the grandeur of cause. We have a taste for bedrock beneath this spectacle to gawk at. Something is wrong with the antiques. A black fluid has covered them, a black splintering. Under the eyes of young wise people talk wildly. We are beginning to talk wildly. The wind at every summit, our overcoats strip us, running for the bus, our arms stretched out, and a wind from what were sand dunes. Climbing the peak of Mount Tamalpais, the loose gravel underfoot, and the city shining with the tremendous wrinkles in the hills and the winding of the bay. Behind it, it faces the bent ocean. Streetcars rock through the city, and the winds combed their clumsy sides in clumsy times. The air is withering behind the storefronts. And sanity, that roadside weed, dreams of sports and sportsmanship. In the lucid towns paralyzed under the truck tires, shall we relinquish sanity to redeem fragments and fragmentary histories in the towns and the temperate streets, too shallow still to drown in or to mourn the courageous and precarious children? But so is by fire. The darkness of trees guards this life of the thin ground that covers the rock ledge among the lanes and magic of the eastern woods. The beauty of silence and broken boughs and the homes of small animals, the green leaves of young plants above the dark green moss and the sweet smell of rot, the pools and the trickle of fresh water. First life, rotting life, hidden starry life, it is not yet a mirror like our lives. We have gone as far as is possible, whose lives reflect light like mirrors. One had not thought to be afraid, not of shadow but of light. Summon one's powers.